Hey y'all. Ooh, we live and on time. Come on. 6 a.m. in this baby. Let's go, let's go, let's go. I'm so excited. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. My nose itching. Good morning. How y'all doing? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How y'all doing? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to start sharing. You do me a favor. You start sharing. And we're going to get the gospel. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to get the gospel. We're going to get it shared. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Don't forget, share it on Facebook, share it on Instagram. Sometimes y'all share Facebook and y'all forget you got a whole Instagram family that needs this. So share spices, share off YouTube, click. I think it's Jerrica. She'll copy the YouTube link and she'll share the YouTube link right there on her Facebook. So don't forget, just don't forget to share. There are exciting things happening in the ministry, and I'm so grateful. This morning, hold on, come, hey Mary, hey Bev, y'all inviting people in, I love it. Come on, come on, woo, come on. We've been talking about restoration. My other device just died, but it's okay. Gracious for a plug. I'm like, what just happened? Gracious for a plug. Yeah, today is a good day. Come on. Wait a minute. Let me sip my coffee. I drink coffee and I drink water first. I don't want to cheat myself out of my water today. Oh, thank you, 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 thank you. Come on, Lord, thank you for new beginnings. Woo! Come on, thank you. Write it in your notes. Thank you for new beginnings. My God, thank you for new beginnings. Come on, keep sharing. Write it. Thank you. Even when you share it, you can say thank you for new beginnings. I want to say thank you to those of you who were, I call it bravery, bold enough to reach out and say, you know, your story yesterday, I had to put it on repeat. It convicted me. It was huge. Like, it was huge, the amount of people, that amount of women, and it takes a level of humility and it takes a level of transparency to be able to come in and go, you know what? Thank you for sharing that, because it stung or it convicted me or it left me in a place, you know, where I had to start looking at myself differently. Thank you for those of you that reached out and said that it's really big when you can recognize where God is growing you. And that's how I like to look at it, instead of, instead of saying, oh my gosh, because sometimes we were raised that correction was a bad thing. So sometimes words trigger us. Woo! And we don't even realize how some words trigger us, right? And so because words trigger us, and because of the, y'all sharing too, I see it, because of the way that words trigger us, sometimes a certain word used can push us into another direction just because it was so misused and abused. So words like correction sometimes may not sound the best. So I always say, God is growing me. Woo! Come on. Like, that is the way, anytime he shifts me, anytime he reveals something to me that I'm not necessarily comfortable with. God is growing me. Like, he's growing me. He's bringing me into the fullness of myself. And I want to be brought into the fullness of who he called me to be. I don't want to live in a less than state of who and what God said. I don't want to be branded in a particular place in life by an old version of me. And it sounds funny, but when things happen to you in life, you can either you can grow from them, or you can muddle in what happened, which creates stagnant environments, which breed bacteria. Ooh, my goodness. So when we understand who God is, put that in your notes this morning. It's important for me to understand, like, who God is. It's important for me to know the character of God. It's important for me to know the nature of God. It's huge. It's just, yes, sir. God was reminding me of something that somebody shared with me and I didn't course correct. So I need to correct something. Yes, sir. It's important for you to know who God is. It's important for you to know the character of God. It's important for you to know the nature of God. It's important for you to trust the sovereignty of God. It's important for you to understand that God will complete and finish a thing. It's important for you to know that God will not leave you, not forsake you. It's important for you to understand that God is not going to leave you in any state. It's important for you to know God doesn't need to inflict you to groom you. Woo! It's important for you to get that. It's important for you to understand his character and nature. It's important for you to know that he always had a good plan for you. Oh my God. Like, you need to know God's not going to start something in you and not finish it. Woo! Come on. It's important. It's important for you to know that there is plenty of wisdom for every circumstance and every situation that you are involved in. My goodness. It's important for you to know that he is a good father. My God, that he is a good shepherd. My God, that he will prepare a table before you in the presence of his enemies. It's important for you to know that he does not leave you orphaned, that he does not leave you abandoned, that he sees you as joint heir. Woo, come on. God, come on. It's important for you to know that. It's important for you to understand that. It's important for you to understand that when what we use, oh, God is disciplining me. What he's doing is he's grooming you and he's correcting you and he's remolding you, because most of us have been molded by wrong things. Most of us have been molded by culture. Most of us have been molded by social influences. Most of us have been molded by some wrong thought process. And what the thing has done is create a wedge between the real true knowledge of God. God was sharing with me something this morning, and it's like, I'm like, this is so powerful. So God calls Moses, right? Woo! Thank you for the deliverer. God calls Moses because God already had a plan for Egypt, for Israel to come out of Egypt. So when Moses, who is hidden, right? Woo! My God. These were his chosen ones, but they didn't understand his nature. They didn't understand who he is as God. They watched him work a miracle. Woo! They watched him deliver him, but still didn't understand the nature of God. Woo! They still didn't understand the nature of God. Still second guess God. So this morning, as I'm up and I am praying for God to restore you. That is the season that God has me in covering. Yesterday, we prayed for your foundations to be restored. Woo, come on, come on. Today, I'm praying for your hope to be restored. My God, because hope, the scripture even says, hope deferred can make the heart sick. And when you walk around with a sick heart, your expectation for who God is, the knowledge of God, for some reason just seems to go right out the door. Woo! And so then when pressure is applied, right? Like when pressure is applied and there is no hope, hope is the expectation. Hope is an attitude. Hope is the way we trust and believe in the word of God. And then faith is the action that we move in with no proof. Woo! Come on. So here it is. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm praying for their hope to be restored. I'm praying for their hope. Their hope to be restored. I'm praying for their hope to be restored so that they don't faint, so that they see this thing out, so that they understand that you are with them, so that they understand you never left them, you never forsake them, so that they understand that you'll complete this thing, that you'll finish this thing, so that they understand that your plan is full, that you have a full plan. You don't have a partial plan, so that you understand that, so that they understand, oh, my God, even when you are correcting or adjusting a thing, that you are only aligning them with your divine will. So this morning he was bringing me back into this place where he was with Moses and he calls Moses forth. Come on, God. Exodus 3, it says, meanwhile, Moses was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Woo! Can I tell you how divine is? I'm about to cry. Even though Moses escaped and it looked like he was running from purpose, he was divinely positioned near the mountain of God. Even in his escape, even in his run, even in his discomfort, he was divinely positioned. He was divinely positioned near the mountain of God. Woo! Come on. So here he is. He says, then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire within a bush. As Moses looked, he saw the bush was on fire, but was not consumed. So Moses thought, I must go over and look at this remarkable sight. Why isn't the bush burning up? When the Lord saw that he has gone over to look, God called out to him. Woo! Yes, sir, I'm going to say it. God will cause you to look at, to be involved in something that will push you right into your purpose. Even when you think you're running away, even when you're thinking you escape, Brandy, you ain't even got to ask him to push you. He's already positioning you. He's already positioning you. Even when you think you've escaped, even when you think you're not on the path, even when you think you're not on the journey, God will position you and then cause you to look at a thing that will pull you right into your purpose. I'm finna go. And will cause you to look at a thing that'll pull you right into your purpose. Sometimes our eyes are in the wrong place. Sometimes our eyes are just in the wrong place. It's not that God isn't speaking. I'm finna go. It's not that God isn't speaking. It's not that God isn't saying. It's not that God hasn't earmarked you. It's not that God doesn't have purpose for you. Jarek, it's just sometimes our eyes are in the wrong place. Woo! So even when you try to escape the plan, my God, he is divinely positioning. Moses was divinely positioned in a place near the mountain of God. Come on, y'all got to see this. In the mountain, near the mountain of God, out leading the sheep in a regular day, leading the sheep, gets right near the mountain of God, and God causes a thing. Woo! So he can see it. Woo! Can I tell you something? I'm so full. When we pray, the Holy Spirit is advocate. Woo! He's pushing. I'm only say what the Holy Spirit tells. Lord, thank you, first of all, for opening the eyes of our understanding. Thank you for the good word that you are offering us. today. Thank you. You are causing a thing to happen that we didn't even know needed to happen. That is a tie that's tied to our purpose, that's tied to our next. Woo! When we pray for the Holy Spirit to be an advocate, what he does is he causes us to see a thing, but he also causes us to be seen. While I was sitting here reading this and meditating, I heard the Lord tell me to tell you that you will be seen in this season. You will be seen by the people that need to see you, that are connected to your destiny, so that you can be right like now. And this is the whole point of why I'm here this morning, to restore your hope that you are not forgotten, that you are, it's not lost, that it will happen, that it doesn't matter if it looks delayed. It don't matter if you ran away from it. Don't matter if you ran away from it. Don't matter if you refused it. Don't matter if you wasn't bold enough to walk. I gotta go. Don't matter if you were not bold enough to walk into it. Don't matter if you didn't have enough faith for it. Woo! God is drawing you to a place into him this season. My God, that's all he did for, that's all he did right here for Moses. He caused something to happen so Moses' eyes could be alert and come open. Woo! I didn't even know he was going this way this morning, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, like, but I did. Like, I didn't even know, Marcinia, I didn't even know we were going this way. So it says, so Moses thought, I must go over and look at the remarkable sight. Why isn't this bush burning up? Ooh. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look. Ooh. God called out to him. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our advocate. Woo! Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our strengthener. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God, thank you. It says, when the Lord saw him. Woo! When the Lord saw that he was in position. Woo! When the Lord saw that his eyes were open. My God. When the Lord saw his, when the Lord saw he had gone to look, that's when he called him. Woo! My goodness. When the Lord saw he had gone to look, when the Lord saw he had gone to investigate, when the Lord saw he became curious, my God, when the Lord saw that he had gone to look, woo! Seek ye first. See? Sometimes we be too deep. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. It says, if you search for me, you'll find me. Woo! Come on. You can't search for God and not find God. You can't seek the kingdom of heaven and it not happen, and you not be pulled into righteousness, and you not be pulled into the place that you're supposed to go. It does not add up. That's not the character and the nature of God. My God, but we got to restore your hope. Woo! Come on, you can't. It doesn't work that way. He said, when the Lord, my God, come on. Can you put this in this note and put this in my notes for me? Because I need you to hear me this morning. And this is a word for somebody. I still got purpose. I don't even like all the purpose-driven madness, but I know what you've been saying. You've been trying to figure out your worth. Because it seemed like something for you has not happened yet. But I'm telling you, you still got purpose. It's still going to happen. It's still the call. It's still the thing that God said. It's still in the plan of God. You still got purpose. You still have purpose. You've been struggling with that. It seems like things aren't motion. It seems like things aren't changing. It seems like time has been wasted. But I'm telling you, I'm sure you still have purpose. Woo! The call is still real. The thing is still in you. 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 If you draw near to him, he gonna draw near to you. Jolly, yep, it still gotta happen. The dream, can I tell you something? I need you to unbury your dream today. I need you to take it out the box. I need you to take it off the shelf. I need you to take it out the notes. My God, I need you to go back to the journal when you first wrote it and you believed it. Woo! I need you to go back to the moment where God first spoke it. My God, because what's going to happen, Bev, is he's going to cause your eyes to open. Woo! And can I tell you something? Gradual steps ain't wasted steps. Woo! Gradual steps ain't wasted steps. Small steps aren't wasted steps. Small, do not despise. That's scripture. Do not despise small beginnings. Woo! My God. So he says, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. Woo! Lord, I thank you. My God, that we can hear your name. God is gonna cause you to be in a position where you can, I'm about to run, where you can clearly hear from him in this moment. I'm talking about in this moment, Katina. But can I tell you something? You cannot afraid, you cannot, Lord, you don't have to, Lord, deal with the fear in me, right? Deal with the fear in me. He's going to pull you right into, but he's going to cause you to notice something. You're going to be at a meeting. You're going to be watching something on TV. You're going to see something happen. He's going to pull you right into a place where he's going to cause you to really notice you. And then you're going to really be able to hear what he's saying for your next. Y'all, you ain't seen your next yet. It's just the beginning. Babe, you ain't seen your next yet. This just the space you in right now is just a part of a journey. This ain't even the next. This ain't even the next. This ain't even the next. And here Moses is because his fear altered him momentarily. I'm finna go. His fear altered him momentarily. But in the middle of it, God would position him, Eb, in a place to pull him where he needed to be, to the mountain of God. Oh, my God. My God. My God. This ain't even the next. I need y'all to hear me. I need y'all to hear me so your hope can go up a level. I need you to hear me so your expectation to go. This ain't even your next. And then I want you to do me a favor. Stop praying and asking God to increase your faith. You don't need your faith increased. When the disciples asked the Lord, I used to pray that, Lord, increase my faith. God was like, I don't need to increase your faith. He said, you don't need but a faith, the faith of a mustard seed for what to happen to happen. Woo! You pray, but you've been praying. That's not a proper prayer. It's not a proper prayer. The proper prayer is, Lord, help my unbelief. Woo! That's the proper prayer. Lord, help my unbelief. You don't need your faith increase. It only take a tiny bit. Woo! For you to see what needs to happen. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you'll believe, but let me give you a little more so that your hope can be restored. See, you've been placing hope in your faith. Your hope is not in your faith. That's in Luke. Your hope is not in your faith. You've been putting too much weight on your faith. Your hope is in your faith is in the one that causes it to happen. You've been putting faith in your faith. That's not where your faith goes. That's not your faith. That's not where your faith goes. Your faith goes in the one. Your faith goes into the one that causes it to happen. So you've been measuring your circumstances and taking chances based on your faith. Woo! How do I make it happen? No, your faith is in the one that causes it to happen. It's not your faith in your faith. So if you measure yourself according to your faith, you'll tap out. Because your measurement of faith It's based on your experiences, and often focus on what didn't happen. Woo! Or what hasn't happened yet. So I think it's in Luke when he says, they says, Lord, increase our faith, right? They're looking for something that didn't happen. They were dealing with the son, and he goes, oh my gosh, they couldn't deliver the thing. And they're like, Lord, no, hold on, let me slow down because my head is doing too many things at one time. But they go, Lord, increase our faith. And he's like, you don't need me to increase your faith. You don't need but a mustard seed. You don't need but a little bit. But what has been happening is we have been putting our faith in the wrong thing. Woo! We've been putting our faith in faith. It's Luke 17 and 5. Thank you. Luke 17 and 5. We've been putting our faith in faith. No, I'm not asking you to increase my faith because I only need a little bit. Woo! What I need to turn around and ask you is help my unbelief. In another version, they were like, add to us faith. There's a scripture that said you were already dealt a measure of faith. So there's already a measure of faith that you have for your purpose. But if I am looking at life, my God, can I get through all this? No. If I am looking at life through my measure of faith based on what has not happened, really my prayer has to change to know, Lord, help my unbelief. Remember that whole moment with Jesus where the man goes, you know, if you can heal him. And Jesus goes, Jesus so gangster. Jesus is like, if I can, like, you don't know who I am. Jesus so gangster. Jesus is like, if I can, like, if anything can. And then Jesus asserts himself, anything can happen in my presence. You just need to believe. Anything can happen in my presence. You just need to believe. Anything can happen around me. Anything can happen when you connected to me. Anything can happen. My God, when you're seeking me, nothing is impossible with God. Woo! So the proper prayer isn't increase my faith. The proper prayer is, Lord, help my unbelief. Woo! And then I ask him, because most of us have our faith in our faith. And our faith in our faith is dangerous because our faith does not cause it to happen. Our faith in the one that said it will happen. Is what causes it to happen. Woo! My faith in the one that has happened. No, Teresa, you have already been dealt a measure of faith, and it comes from grace to grace and glory to glory. You'll always have enough faith at every level because he's already placed that inside of you. Woo! And you only need a tiny bit of it. And the faith and the hope is in the one who said it would happen. Not in my faith. So even if you making your confessions, and confessions rewrite us. Confessions rewrite us, right? Confessions rewrite us into the truth. But I don't want you putting your faith in the confessions. But B, we're not putting our faith in the confessions. We're putting the faith in the one we're confessing and affirmations so that we change our belief system. Woo! So that we may remain consistent in kingdom truth. That's what the confession is about. Because if you don't confess one day, you'll think it still can't happen. And God will cause it to happen because he's going to cause it to happen. So my faith is in the one that said it would happen. Not in my faith. Woo! And this is the thing that people get miscued in. Oh, I do my affirmations. I do my confessions. Good. You're supposed to do your affirmations and confessions every day because they are rebuilding and restructuring your mind to look like the kingdom. And then you're going to have the mind of Christ. And then we're going to see some things get done because then you're going to stand up in a truth that you understand that you were created to cast out demons, lay hands on the sick, walk and trample over serpents, operate in his name. When God is giving you a territory, this is all he was setting Moses up. I got so much to tell y'all here. He was setting Moses up for the territory that he was about to take. Moses had ran away from the thing that God had called him to, and God gently pushed him right back into position. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses, here I am," he answered. "Do not come closer," he said. "Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he continued, "I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I've observed the misery of our people." I'm going to get in that tomorrow. Because your hope needs to be restored in this season. Here we watch this moment that God says he's observed and heard his people crying out. And he is about to set them up to be delivered. And then we're going to watch them get into a transitional place. Tomorrow, I hear you, Holy Spirit. We're going to watch them get into a transitional place. Woo! And forget what they had cried out about. Woo! So then they were, okay, that's it. Yes, sir. God is doing something in you today because your hope needs to be restored. You ain't even thinking at the level that you're supposed to think at yet. Your expectation is not at the level that it's supposed to be at yet. It's not. And if it doesn't get there, when you get to the next level, right? When you get to the next chapter, when you turn the page, you'll slip in transition. Woo! You'll slip in transition. And you ain't got no business slipping in transition because God is with you all along the way. God is so strategic. So he wants to prepare you and prep you for every level, giving you the wisdom, the knowledge, the discernment, the understanding for every level in every space so that your transitions can be more smooth. We think transitions are bad things. Transitions are bad things. Transitions just take us from one space to the next. That's it. But when we are in transitions, it feels like the most unsteady place ever. And so what usually happens to us in a transition, my God, is we lose footing or ground and we think, because that's, I gotta go. I can say it, yes, okay. We think where we were was better than where we going. So your hope gotta be restored. Your hope gotta be restored. Your hope got to be restored. Your hope got to be restored. Now, come on. Let me give you a couple scriptures and we out of here. My God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the strategies. Your hope got to be restored. Woo! Make sure you put that in your notes today. He's going to cause them to see me. He's going to cause them to see me. I don't know who need to see you today, but they're going to see you today. It ain't even the people you that. Can I say that? It's not even the people you think been seeing you. Woo! He gonna cause them to see you. He gonna cause you to see him today. 1 Peter 5:10, "And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while," well, Shamika, he gonna cause them to see you today. Shamika, do exactly what he told you to do. Stop being afraid. He is with you. Take your stand today. And if you take your stand, God's going to show you he's with you. Like he is do exactly what he told you to do. Some of y'all have been in fear lately. See, fear in a transition is sent to confuse you. Holy Spirit is speaking. Fear in a transition is sent to confuse you. So you will second guess what you know God told you. I'm finna go. It's for me. So you'll start second guess what God, thank you for that, Deborah Wallace. You will start second guess, Odette, what God has said to you. When you know exactly what God has said to you, you know what he spoke to you. But in a transition, the enemy, it is only the enemy, because we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with powers, with rulers of darkness, because they love Vanessa for us to slip in a transition. Thank you for that. Shamika said that's correct. She heard that this morning. It's confirmation. I'm just bringing her confirmation. Right? So fear always comes in, Sharice, in a transition. Woo! And the whole point is to make you second guess what God says. But this is some of y'all were like, I'm looking for confirmation. I'm looking for confirmation. You could look for confirmation. This gonna speak into your spirit so loud. I'm so assured because this is what the Holy Spirit is telling me. This is gonna speak into your collect. This is gonna speak into your Lashana. This is gonna speak into your spirit so loud that you heard what you heard, that God said what he said. Lord, just give me confirmation that you heard what you heard. God said what he said. Jerry, you heard what don't back down, Jerry. Don't switch it up. Don't change it up. Don't let the pressure talk you out of it. You heard what you heard. You heard what you heard. God said, Jerry, don't let the pressure talk you out of it. You heard what you heard. God said what he said. Woo! You heard what you heard, and God said what he said. And every spirit that is sent on Cheryl to confuse you, I bind it to the pits of hell from which it came. Satan is unauthorized to speak to you in this season in the name of Jesus. So in a transition, the enemy will present fear to you, my God, so that you will become immovable. He'll make you second guess. He'll make you second guess, and then you'll stop operating in the flow of God because your feelings are trying to overwhelm and take you. Listen, this is what he said. I want to give you this part. I'm skipping. It says, then the Lord said, I've observed the misery of my people in Egypt, and I've heard them crying out because of their oppressors. I know about their sufferings, and I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them from that land to good and spacious land, the land flowing with milk and honey, the territory. He's telling them the territory. He says, so because the Israelites cry for help has come to me, and I have also seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. Therefore, go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh so that you may lead my people, the Israelites. But Moses asked God, this is what Moses is going to say. Who am I? I'm going to help you. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God doesn't even answer him. Crystal, he simply says, it don't matter who you are. See, that's the part. See, they have taught you importance, that your self-importance, that's why your faith is miscued. I'm finna go. Bev, let's go. Bev, come get me. Let's go. This is why your faith is skewed. This is why your faith is messed up. We have been taught in purpose our self-importance. So we put what's supposed to happen on us. That's the problem. Our faith is in our self-importance. That's what's been taught to us. Our faith is in our self-importance. Our faith is in our gifts. Our faith is in our talents. Our faith is in what we do. That's why your faith is in your faith is in your faith instead of your faith in the one that can cause it to happen. And because you have faith misaligned, when God starts speaking to you about where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing, what's supposed to be happening in your life, you do exactly what Moses did. How am I supposed to do this? And then God comes right in and he says, he don't even answer that. He don't talk to him about it. He don't address what Moses is saying. Because basically he's like, look, it ain't got nothing to do with you. He said, I'll be with you. And this will be a sign to you that I am the one that sent you. When you bring, he said, this, where you are, will be a sign to you that I am the one that sent you. That's been the problem. Your faith has been in your faith. Your faith has been in your talents. Your faith has been in your gifts. And so anytime your faith is mispositioned, anytime your faith is mispositioned, then what happens is you move to the capacity of your faith instead of moving to the capacity of God. Woo! So he says, Moses says, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He answered, I will certainly be with you. And this will be a sign that I'm the one who sent you. When you bring the people out of Egypt, you will all worship God at this mountain. I'm going to bring you right back to the mountain. I'm going to help you. Y'all going to get delivered. And guess what? The same mountain that I spoke to you in purpose is the same mountain that you're going to bring. I'm done. It's the same mountain you're going to bring them to. This is going to be your sign. Y'all going to end up right here where I spoke to you. Y'all going to end up right here where I spoke to you. So your faith got to be repositioned and your hope got to be restored because your faith has been wrong in the wrong thing. Your faith has been in your faith. You think your faith is causing it to happen. But it's the one that you place your faith in that's causing it to happen. Lord, bring us to the end of ourselves today. That we stop having faith in our faith. And that we place our faith in you. And that when you speak a thing and you decree a thing and you say a thing, that we will receive your word. Help us in transitions not to even hear the enemy. Help us to recognize our voice, his voice, and your voice. Help our discernment to increase so we can walk boldly into the things of God. Restore our hope today. Let me give you the scripture. I had started here and something went off on me. Come on. 1 Peter 5:10, and the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you suffer for a little while, will restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and to give you a future. Woo! Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Woo! Hebrews 6:19, for we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. God is doing a new thing. Come on. In the comments, we finna go. Come on. God is doing a new thing. God is healing my foundation. If you didn't see yesterday's devotional, you can go back and catch it. It's so important to what's going on from this moment forward. You already in your new beginning. God wants to restore your foundation. He wants to restore your hope. Woo! God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. My God, Lord, I thank you for causing their eyes to see at the right moment. I thank you, for Father God, for causing everyone that needs to. There are some people that need to see you today. I feel that so strong in my spirit. There are some people that need to see you today. There are some people that need to see you today. There are some people that are connected to your next. There are some people whose eyes need to be open. My God, Lord God, cause them to see them today. This thing don't work without all the people being in position. So, Lord God, I thank you for every person that's supposed to be in position, getting in position and not being afraid. And I need to say this. Some of y'all can't be afraid to be in position. You are allowing the people around you to influence your decisions. Those are not the people that should be influencing your decisions in this season. You have given them too much voice and they're not authorized. They're not authorized. They're not authorized. So what they'll do is place a little hint of doubt that makes you second guess what God has said. When you know you hear God, you know you walk with God, you know God is talking to you. You know what God has said to you. And it's not even that you have, that's it, I hear you, Holy Spirit. It's not even that you have to let these people go. You just got to stop giving them access to this part of your story. And you've been afraid to, familiarity is a trip. So you keep letting them have access to an area when it really should be access denied. This is such a sensitive area in your life. This is such a sensitive repositioning. And you cannot afford to let them have access in this particular area because they're not authorized. They're not authorized. They don't see the vision. And it's not that you have to kick them out or whatever. You just need to stop talking to them. And your sign is every time you talk to them, you leave frustrated. Every time you talk to them, you leave frustrated. That's your sign that that's who that person is. Every time you accept, every time you talk to them, you leave frustrated. Every time you talk to them, you leave frustrated. You frustrated because you already know what God has said and you leave frustrated. And then fear sets in. Then you start second guessing. Then you start questioning. I don't care if they sleep in the bed with you. Right now, they may not be authorized to speak in the season. So you have to get in a position, begin to pray and ask the Lord to open the eyes of their understanding to the hope of which you have been called in Christ Jesus. They may not get it now. They'll catch up later. They may not get it now. They'll catch up later. They may not get it now, but they'll catch up later. There's some people, they'll be coming later. Stop worrying about who's going with you. You just go. When Moses left, he didn't take his wife. It didn't say he took his wife. It say he took his assignment and he went. Didn't say he divorced her. Didn't say he left her. It just say he took his assignment. He took the assignment from God and he went. Didn't talk about him. I don't know if he took her or not. That wasn't a focus. Vanessa, that's so real and so deep. Even letting them occupy time with their issues. And you weren't created to solve their issues. Woo! Better push them back into the presence of the Lord. Hey, you need to go talk to God. Ask God. What God say? What God say? Go talk to God. And guess what? It's not that you're doing this season alone. I need to be very clear because we'll take all this and run with it and we'll think we're doing this season alone. It's not that you're doing this season alone. There are some very important people that's got to be connected in your life. There are some very important people that need to be connected to your life. Shayla, go get your house. You have stewarded all your life. You stewarded your mama. You stewarded your brother. Shayla, go get your house. Some of y'all have felt guilty about moving forward and having all these things that God is blessing you with and the position God is placing you with. And you feel guilt and shame when you're supposed to feel happiness and celebration. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. Only he don't want you to celebrate this season. Only he don't want you to live big in this season. That's the enemy. Go get your house. Go get your house. Go get your house, Shayla. You have stewarded for too long. You've been so faithful. I ain't say perfect. I said faithful. Go get your house. Don't second guess what God is telling you in this season. Lord, I thank you for new beginnings and fresh starts. I thank you, Father God, that you are overwhelming us with your goodness today. This is a new beginning. You are building our foundation up so that we can go, move, accomplish, be, and do. Woo! If you, I'm going to say this again. I don't know why this keeps coming up. But if you didn't watch yesterday, you need to go watch it. You may need to go watch it again because God is restoring something supernaturally in your foundation. There's a breach in your foundation that needs to be healed and taken care of so that you can move forward into what God is telling you to move forward in. You need to go back and see yesterday's. You need to see all of today's. It's so important. My God. Listen, if the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry, website, lmjministries.org. We do Feed the Street. We do it a little differently now. We service other organizations, but still feeding the homeless, still taking care of those in need. Man, there's so much God is doing through this ministry, still supporting young ministries. So go over to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can give there, or you can cash app us, $LMJMINISTRY. Father God, I thank you for the grace that rests on our lives. I thank you for the givers. I thank you for the double. I thank you, Father God, for giving seed to the sower. I thank you for blessing their giving today. I speak and decree and declare increase in their lives, just according to kingdom. Given, it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, runneth over, shall men and women give unto their bosom. I thank you that their giving turns into promotion, to increase, to checks in the mail, to royalties received, to debts paid off, to suddenlies. Thank you for the miracles you're making today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for saying that. Deborah Wallace said, each session is a building block. Each session is a building block. So go back and get yesterday's because it's so, so important. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. Mary, don't make me cry. Thank you. I received that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mary prayed that the Lord give me a double portion. Thank you, Mary. I received that. I love you so much. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Somebody else needs to experience God's love. And the only way they're going to experience it is that you walk bold in what God has called you to do. See you back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Woo! Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.